Adventures of Tim Ticker, Intergalactic Handyman, Episode 7. When we left off, Professor Ingvald and his army of mutants had just cornered Tim Ticker and friends in the large Santa Rosa impound lot where Tim's Octagon 5 spaceship had been accidentally towed.
It looks just like a Prius.
Meanwhile, Kate Carefree, once again thwarted in her attempts to call KRCB and pledge her support for public radio, is beginning to lose her sweet, sincere composure.
KRCB isn't just a radio station. It's a way of life!
Tim Ticker, prepare to be frozen with my new improved quartz digital auto.
Oh, give me that stupid freeze beam thing.
Suddenly, Violet Tendencies, the impound lot attendant who doubles as a roller derby queen, snatches the freeze machine from Professor Ingvald's hands.
Golly!
Tim and Roy, you run along, Kate. You make your call, get your time machine. I'll keep these mutants here while you make a run for it.
Curse you, Tim.
Hop down.
Quick, everyone, into the Octagon 5.
Like that, Tim, Kate, and Roy Doyton Boy Wonder climb aboard the spaceship. Immediately, Tim powers up the spacecraft, hits warp drive, flies to Ronut Park, and retrieves Joy's surprisingly portable time machine.
It's kind of like a jetpack.
Back on the move in the Octagon 5, they fly up and down Highway 101 so that Tim can devise a solution to Sonoma County's traffic problems.
Simple. You need fewer cars.
And finally, they land inside the plaza in downtown Healdsburg.
Strange. An entire town made of nothing but tourists.
Finally. Now I can call KRCB and pledge my support.
Suddenly, and much to everyone's surprise, Roy's time machine malfunctions, sending them all back in time 6,500 years.
Jeepers, no place to buy underwear.
Worse than that, it's now 6,500 years before time machines.
And 6,500 years before KRCB.
Oops, I think I just stepped on a butterfly.
Will Tim figure out how to get his friends back to the present? Will their trip to the past forever alter their future? And will Kate Carefree ever become a member of KRCB? Tune in tomorrow for part 8 of The Adventures of Tim Ticker, Intergalactic Handyman.